We're going to transition now. We've received some questions from San Marcos residents who reached out to us using the hashtag SMTXDebate. The first question we received is, where do you stand on using taxpayer dollars to purchase industrial waste byproducts from companies who would otherwise have to pay large fees for proper disposal, then adding them to our drinking water to forcibly medicate the San Marcos citizens, even though studies have shown that this type of fluoridated water does not benefit teeth and instead harms the endocrine system? We can start with you, Mr. Arnold.
I think I've already answered the question. I'm for fluoridation of the water.
I think our city's given us the residents of our community the opportunity to speak, just as the 74% vote was for keeping that as a park. I'll wait and see what the outcome of our election is to make that determination.
The thing about this issue that concerns me the most, I know that a lot of people see it as there's science on both sides. I'm not sure what to think. I think a lot of people need to do research about it before they vote. Where I was mostly concerned on this issue is that there was a petition with the correct amount of signatures on that petition that allowed for citizens to ask for a charter review revision to discontinue fluoridation in the water. And if they did follow all of the rules and regulations about how to obtain those signatures, which a judge has ruled they had, then it should be placed on the ballot and the citizens should decide. I'm not one that's going to make that decision for the citizens. If 74% of them want a perk, I'm going to get them a perk. And if 74% of them do want fluoridation in the water, they'll get it. 74% don't want it, then they won't. It's a democratic system and we need to follow it.
This is one of those examples I was talking about that the public doesn't get all the information. And personally for me, fluoridation in the water, in your toothpaste, I mean, we get it in so many different forms. I don't know of all the data and all the research, and we're looking into it. The problem with the scenario was that, yes, they had signed signatures for everybody that gave them enough signatures to put on the ballot, which I was for. I had no problem with it. But there were some legalities behind it that were not done correctly. My suggestion in council was, well, the process needs to be done correctly. That's just the way government works. It has to be detailed. You can't play semantics. You have to say exactly what you want inside the ordinance and what people are voting on. There was a lot of issues with that. One issue, the way that it was worded, was cost us $97 million to take it out because they said all fluoride. Now that may be semantics to some, but when it becomes law, it's no longer semantics, and that's the issue. My suggestion at the time that I tried to get council to follow was, okay, let's turn off the switch now, quit adding fluoride, because we can do that as a council today, and give them time to re-sign it correctly and do it the correct way and let our democratic process work the way it's supposed to, and allow them, making them do it the way it's supposed to be done as well, and then put it on the ballot and let the citizens decide. Didn't quite happen that way. They took a different route. I wasn't there that day. My mom had passed away and I was gone. So anyway, that's why I think about fluoride.